2009, your song Hot Summer Nights, which is another single of yours, also had a nice bonus come from it when Eminem liked the bass part and he sampled it and used it in a song called We Made You, which entered the Hot Digital Songs chart on Billboard at number 3 and debuted at number 9 on the Hot 100 and made top 10 in 12 countries. Not bad for a writing credit, huh?
Tell me about it. And, you know, previously M&Ms were just my favorite candy. And then all of a sudden I became aware of this guy. And, you know, I really got to hand it to him for being upfront about the usage there because,
Yes, instead of trying to get away with it, like a lot
yeah,
of times that
just, you
happens.
know, for as much as I was paying attention to his career, I might have tried. And there are plenty of other elements where, you know, occasions where I have, sort of noticed myself in other people's works, shall we say, but that's for another time. But you know, it yeah, it was out of the blue, and I had to approve the release of that song over the phone. They wouldn't send me the MP3, afraid that I would release it to the general public or something.
You had
And
to listen to it on the phone and then give your authorization.
yeah, I did. I had to go. You know, and then at first when I heard it, I thought, like, I expected it to be a needle drop or a quote of the ooh, hook, the hook, or what I consider the hook. And it was the feel, it was the chords, I guess. And it was them just being very honest about where it came from. And so I love the fact that they were, obviously. That was a real kick in the butt for my catalog there that year.
And
And
storytelling on stage. You can always tell that story when you do the song now.
well, I do. And in fact, the story to Hot Summer Nights goes back to actually before that. After recording Fundamental Role, Stevie played this song for me that she said Fleetwood Mac didn't want to do. And of course, me being the gallant suitor that I was, I said, well, I'd love to do it. I'll do it, Stevie. And so I did this song of hers called Sister of the Moon or Sisters of the Moon for the entire 1977 tour. That was kind of the big climax of my set, so to speak. And we went into the studio to do Not Shy, and by this time Stevie wasn't part of the production team. It was Lindsay, myself, and Richard Dasha. And as we were running it down in the studio, Lindsay came out and was like, hey, what is this? You know, well, you know, the girl you used to go out with, well, you know, I stumbled through that. And he said, no, why don't you need to go home and write another song. And of course, in those days with albums, you have the big climax on the second side, and it had to be a big song, at least in my mind it did. And so went home. It was the middle of August 77, and I started thinking about how when I was in the Malibus in high school, summertime always meant lots of time to do music, and it was the time to be, you know, playing with friends and to all of that stuff, and you know, and how the camaraderie of being in a band together when you're all trying to, you know, all for one for all kind of thing to make it. And so that was the feeling that I had as I laid down those three chords. Again, you know, another three chord song without a bridge. I'm sorry to say. And we recorded it the next day. It was, you know, a song about being in a band, basically, which I thought was very personal and very, I liked it, and everybody in the band liked it, and Lindsay liked it. And so it was a go. It turned out to be the most covered song that I've ever written. It was there's a French version, a German version, Japanese, Swedish. You know, Night had the hit version of it, of course, the band NIGHT. And then I wrote another version of the lyrics for the Malibus to record on our Malibus album. And so, and then of course, with the cherry on top being that Eminem cut, it yeah, it was quite a thing.